Shechter's He'or B'Shem L'Chafetz Chai, in the last week's parsha, the answer to one of our Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargim questions. Ki Yedativ L'Mashe Tzavez Banos Be'etzo Achrav. The Torah says, last week's parsha, Rabbeinu Shalom treasures, loves Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is so precious, in part because Avraham Avinu trains his Bnei Bayis to follow Derech Hashem. So that's a mitzvah of chinuch min HaTorah. To train ketanim and inspire ketanim so that when they will grow up and be gedolim, after Bar Bas Mitzvah, they'll keep halacha then. That's a din d'oraisa of chinuch. Our focus now is on the din d'rabbanan, that not only you train and inspire ketanim so that they'll keep halacha when they're gedolim, but that you even see to it that ketanim actually keep halacha while they are ketanim. To actually do mitzvahs and follow halacha while they're ketanim, that's a din d'rabbanan of chinuch ketanim b'mitzvahs. That appears in a Mishnah in Sukkah and appears in a Mishnah in Yuma. Mishnah in Sukkah speaks about katan shegiyah l'chinuch, the father provides him the lulav and esrog, so you can shake lulav and esrog on Sukkahs. And the brisa there, the gemara there, later on the Beis Avad Aleph, quotes a brisa that has a longer list of other mitzvahs as well. For each mitzvah, there's an age. Katan hayodeil na'aneya. The child's old enough to perform the mitzvah of lulav fully, not only to hold the lulav and esrog, but to actually do na'anuim, to do a mitzvah b'shleimusa. And that's the age for chinuch and lulav. And then the brisa goes on to talk about other mitzvahs. What's the age for chinuch in Talmud Torah? What's the age for chinuch in tefillin? And so on and so forth. For each one, the age is when the child is old enough to fulfill that mitzvah bishle musam. So you see this notion of chinuch ketan b'mitzvahs for a variety of mitzvahs. You see this notion of there being an age of higia lechinuch, and that it relates to the specific procedure of that particular mitzvah. And then the Mishnah in Yuma also, in the last parak, on Daf Pei Beis, near the end of the discussion of fasting Yom Kippur, the Mishnah speaks of being mechanach ketanim to fast. And the Gemara there also gets involved in what's exactly the age, a year or two before Bar Bas Mitzvah, a boy or girl will begin to fast fully. A year or two before that, they will begin to fast l'sha'os. So this is a well-established idea. It appears in Chagiga as well. It appears in other places. Other sugis and shas, chinuch ketanim b'mitzvahs, extensive discussion in brachas, we'll get back to that soon. And then the problem is a brief, one line of a gemara, I mean it's a longer sugya, but we showed him quote one key line from the top of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in Yevamos, near the very end of Maseches Yevamos. The gemara says, katan ochel nevelos ein bezim etzuv l'afrisho. A child is eating nevela. He's eating treifa meat. Bezin does not have to stop him. Ein katan ochel nevelos, ein bezin mitzuvin lahafrisho. And that is shocking. That is absolutely shocking. What does that mean? Ein bezin mitzuvin lahafrisho. Really? So the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Tosfos Yeshanim is printed in the margins of Maseches Yevamos, the Rum family, who printed the Vilna Shas in the 1800s, so they got their hands on a number of different Kisvei Yad of Rishonim and sometimes of Achronim that were not available to other earlier printers of the Gemara. So they sought to maintain the pageant, the basic Surah Hadaf. They added additional Svarim, like Rabbeinu Chananel and many Masechtas, occasionally Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, and in a couple of Masechtas, such as Yevamos, they had additional sets of Tosfos, which they entitle Tosfos Yeshanim, and they put it in the margins. The Tosfos Yeshanim, the margin of the Gilyon, Yuma Pei Beis Amud Aleph, they ask the Kashya, what does that mean? I have a Mishnah in Yuma, I have a Mishnah in Sukkah, I have Sukkah Zohar V'Shas, in Chagiga, in Brachas, about Chinuch Ketan B'mitzvahs, and Midrabanan, it's not enough to just train and inspire the Ketan that they will keep Halacha when they pass Bar Bas Mitzvah, they have to keep Halacha now. When they have a Gemara in Yevamos, the Katan Ochel Nevelos, Bezin just lets it go. Hayitachin. So Tosfos Yeshanim gives, quotes, two answers. Tosfos Masechta Shabbos deals with this as well, and they quote a third answer, which is quoted Lahalacha, and that is that perhaps the Gemara in Yevamos is speaking of a Katan Kodem Gil Chinuch, Maybe they're talking about a very young child who is not yet old enough to be a Gil Lechinuch, doesn't understand the difference, this meat, that meat, little kid, a three-year-old. But right now we're going to analyze the two positions that are quoted in the Tosus Yishanim in Yuma. Tosus Yishanim quotes two answers. He quotes the Re'im, and then he quotes his Rebbe, who I believe was the Re. The Re'im, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, the author of the Sefer Yireim. So Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz gives the first answer. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz says that chinuch only applies to mitzvahs. That's a distinction. That Yuma and Sukkah and Bracha and Chagi, those are all about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, shaking lulav, wearing tefillin, aliyah l'regel, birkas hamazon, and so on and so forth. That's what Yireim says. Chinuch is only by mitzvahs, it's not by isurim. Even fasting, Tosu Yisham says, fasting, you need to be passive and not eat, but there's actually a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The Rambam says that as well, in different contexts. There's a kiyum ha-mitzvah in fasting. It's not just that food is treif, it's not that food is treif, it's that you have a kiyum ha-mitzvah, you've accomplished a mitzvah if you fast for the course of Yom Kippur. So that's also a mitzvah. But katan ochel nevelos is nevelos. To not eat treif, there's no chinuch on not eating treif. And so the key point for the Yireim is ochel nevelos. If it would be katan who's not shaking lulav, bezin would tell him, you better shake lulav. It was a katan who's not saying kriyashma, would tell him, hey, you better say kriyashma. But ochel nevelos, the difference between mitzvah say and mitzvah lo say. That's the first teretz, the teretz of the Yireim, of Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. The second teretz, the teretz of the Rebbe of the Tosfos Yishanim, we're going to believe is the Re. See, he says, no, it's not mitzvah versus averis, it's a different chiluk. The chiluk is father versus others. It's only the father who's mitzuve in chinuch. It's katan ochel des ein beizin mitzuve lafrisho. Beizin doesn't have to. But if the father was there, then the father has to tell his son, I'm sorry, bubula, that's treif, let's find something kosher to eat, you're not allowed to eat that. So those are the two chilukim, the chiluk of Lezmi Mitz and the chiluk of the Ri. Now, so number one, just in terms of thinking this through, each one is presenting a chiddush and disagreeing with the other one's chiddush. Right? Lezmi Mitz says that chinuch only applies to mitzvahs, and the Ri obviously disagrees and says, no, even averus. So that's one machlokas. It's really double machlokas. They have machlokas, does chinuch apply only to mitzvahs, even to averus? And they also argue over the Ri's chiddush. The Ri says chinuch only applies to the father, but not to anyone else. And the Re'im says, no, it applies to everyone. Beis Din would be mitzuveh to ensure that the kid does mitzvahs, just not just the father. So I have a double machlokas. The machlokas where the chinuch applies only to mitzvahs, even to averus, and the machlokas the chinuch applies only to the father, or even to Beis Din. And let's try to understand each of those machlokas. And let's start with the machlokas over the Re'im's chiddush. Whether chinuch applies only to mitzvos or even to averus. And not only he's wondering, your initial reaction is wonder why should it be limited? Which is your muskel rishon? Which would be your natural assumption? If you know either way, probably not the Yireim. Why would I have limited it to mitzvos? Why shouldn't chinuch apply to halach in general? Particularly since, generally, lavin are more chamur than asayim. Right? Lavin often have malchus, sometimes even have worse onshim. And the Gemara tells the Yumin Pei Gimel that the onesh is a good indicator of how chamur the din is. So if lavin have onshim chamurim, that's an indication that lavin are more chamur than mitzvahs. Moreover, in Yordei Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, they tell us that you have to be willing to give up kol hon beso. You have to be willing to lose all your assets in order to avoid violating lav daraisa. Mashenkin, to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to be willing to spend a lot, but not 100%, only 20%. Chomesh. Another indication that lavin are more chamer than asein, which makes it surprising that chinuch should only apply to asein and not to lavin. And not only are there external kol torah kula type of indications that lavin are more chamer than asein, But there's also right here in the Tosafot Yeshayahu himself, the way he phrased the kasha was with that assumption. He said, well, if you even have to mechanch your children in mitzaseh, afrushe mi, surim mi, baya, all the more so you have to make sure that the ketanim don't violate isurim. So that was the explicit hanacha of the kasha. The Reim just says, well, no, it only applies to mitzaseh. No, sorry, it leaves you hanging. What changed? So Shechter, I've heard from Baal Pen, he also has in a footnote, in a shtickel, in Bikvei Atzon, he suggests that the Teretz may be based on the Maharal in Parshas Vayigash. Maharal wrote many Svarim. One of the more accessible Svarim is a Gur Aryeh. Maharal's Gur Aryeh is a Perush on Perush Rashi al Torah. It's a super commentary. It's a Perush on a Perush. There's a Mizrahi wrote a Perush al Torah. Everyone knows Sifsei Chacham, wrote a Perush on Rashi al Torah. And the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh. So in Parshas Vayigash, in discussing, in his discussion there about who married Dina, was there a marriage with Shimon and Dina, that vaults the Maharal into the general discussion of Avos Kodesh Matan Torah. Big, big conversation, which we touched on already in the previous week. The Ramban has an approach, and the Rama has an approach, and Chaim Mivolozhin has an approach, and the Rama, the Maharal's Teretz, is how could it be that Yaakov married two sisters? How could it be? And so on and so forth. All these indications that the others did not keep Kol Torah Kula. So Maharal's answer is, well, they only kept the mitzvahs aseh. They didn't avoid the mitzvahs los aseh. Why? And here's the critical. He gives us a concept in the context of Avos Kodesh Matan Torah that we can also apply to understand this question about chinuch. So once again, the Maharal is going to give us a yesod that we can use not only for Avos Kodesh that he uses for Avos Kodesh Matan Torah, and we can apply as well to the sugya of chinuch ketanim mitzvah. So once again, the Maharal's suggestion, his chiluk in terms of Avos Kodesh Matan Torah, is they did keep the mitzvah aseh, but they did not keep the mitzvah los aseh. In other words, they did seek to do mitzvahs, but they did not avoid Averis. And the Maharal says, you look at all the kashas, they tend to be Lavan. Again, the most famous one is Yaakov marrying two sisters. They says that's right. Yaakov is careful to say Kriya Shema. That's a famous medrash. Yaakov is saying Kriya Shema, he meets Yosef. But he had no problem, no qualms about violating what would, for his great-great-grandchildren, be a Yaharik Valyavar. Yaakov had no qualms about being married to two sisters. Hayitachin, why does that make sense? The Maharal says, look, it was Kodesh Matan Torah. It was Kodesh Matan Torah, which means fundamentally they were volunteering to keep halacha. Everything was Eino Mitzvah V'Oseh. They were commanded to keep Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and perhaps the Rabbah makes it sound like perhaps a handful of other mitzvahs, maybe. But certainly, in terms of the bulk of halacha, the others were einam mitzuvim v'osim. They were volunteering. And the Maharal says, it's only meaningful to volunteer a mitzvah. It's meaningless to volunteer a lav. In other words, if Yaakov Avinu is not chayiv in kriyashma, if Avraham Avinu is not chayiv in matzah, but they eat the matzah and they say the kriyashma, so had they not done it, nothing wrong, no fault, not obligated, but if they choose to eat the matzah and they choose to say Kriyat Shema, so they were Mekayim the mitzvah. Just like even Bizman Hazeh. You have a woman is not chayeves to shake luluf. She's not chayeves to eat in sukkah or to sleep in the sukkah. So if a woman chooses during sukkahs to eat a full meal at home, kol kavod, nothing wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. She's not mechayeves. But if she chooses, volunteers to shake luluf, if she volunteers to eat and spend time in the sukkah, so then she has a kiyum mitzvah. There'd be nothing wrong by avoiding it, but if she chooses to seize the opportunity, she accomplished something. It was a kiyum. Masha Erekein says the Maharal, and so the way Rabbi Shechter interprets the words of the kavanah of the Maharal, what are they? They're going to avoid violating a lav. So if they would have violated the lav, there would be nothing wrong, right? Yaakov already marries Leah. Now he's deciding should he marry Rachel. So there's nothing wrong with him marrying Rachel because he's not a mitzvah. It's Kodesh Matan Torah. So See, he could opt to not marry Rachel, but there's no kiyum in that. It's just not married to Rachel. There's no positive kiyum in avoiding Isser. For you and I, we live la'achar matan Torah. So we would, Rachman al-Tzlan, marry Shtei Achayos, that would be an aveir chamura. So we avoid marrying Shtei Achayos, we avoid speaking Lashon Hara, we avoid eating Avela, because if we wouldn't avoid it, we would be doing something wrong. But there's no kiyum in, there's no kiyum now in the fact that right now I'm not eating Avela, and right now I'm not being Mechal Shabbos, and right now I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. There's no kiyum in that, but it's problem avoidance. If it's a problem, I should avoid it. But if you're Kodem Matan Torah, if you're Emet Suv Yosef, there's nothing to avoid. If he would, Yaakov married the two sisters, he didn't do anything wrong. So had he chosen to not marry two sisters, there would have been no kiyum. So that's the Maharal's svara in understanding why, understanding his theory, that Avos Kodem Matan Torah volunteered the mitzvahs asay, but they did not volunteer to avoid the mitzvahs also say, because again, volunteer mitzvahs say, you get a kiyum. Volunteering to avoid mitzvot, there's no kiyum, so there's no, and to if it's Amos Uviosa, nothing wrong with violating, so there's no point, no accomplishment. So with that in mind, so that's the Maral's approach to Avos Kodem Matan Torah. So Rabbi Shechter used that, applied that Maral to this Rebbe Elazar mitz in the Tosfos Yeshanim, Yuma Pei Beis and Olaf, in the context of Chinuch Katan Mitzvot. He says maybe that's the missing link. The reason why the Re'eim thinks there's only chinuch hamitzvahs asay is because on the level of daraisa the katan is the inimitzu of yosef. So maybe the Re'eim understood that the geder hadin of chinuch, the nature of the din of chinuch, is like it's sort of like chazal like mandating that the child volunteer the mitzvah. It's sort of like we're telling the child mikra dinat chayev, but we expect you to. We expect you to keep the mitzvah even though you're not chayv. So that's only meaningful. So it's a little bit like Avos Kodem Matan Torah. So it's meaningful. It's meaningful for a mitzvah's essay, but not for a mitzvah's los essay. Hold on to that. Let's go to the other chiddush, and then we'll wrap back to this as well. The other chiddush was the chiddush of the Ri. That was the other machlokas, right? The Ri's teretz was that chinuch is only for the... Actually, before we wrap, I'm sorry. Before we continue to the read, let's stay here a little bit longer. This notion that chinuch might only be where there's a kiyum, which is the position. That's why Shechter explains the position of the re'aim. That's why it's only a mitzvah. That may also, and the Ri is disagreeing, so that may line up with the Machlokas Ritva and Or Zarua, quoted by the Hagos Ashri, on the side of the Rush. But whether there's only Chinuch, whether Chinuch Ketan B'mitzvah requires a kosher Cheftza or not. The Ritva, in the very beginning of Masech HaSukkah, Daf Beis Mem Beis Nesugi V'Hileni HaMalka, the Ritva points out, if you read the Gemara there, carefully, it would appear that the Gemara is assuming that even a katan requires a totally kosher sukkah. And the Ritva says, that means in general, whenever you do a chinuch, a chinuch lulav could be smaller, it could be less, so it's easier for a kid to handle, it could be perhaps less mehudar, but the Ritva says it has to be kosher. If it has any psul, not only is it not acceptable for a gadol, it's not even acceptable for a katan. And the Or Zarua appears to disagree, quoted by the Gaos Ashri, later in Masechet Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Halasim and Vav, that's relevant to the Gemara later, Daf Mem Vav on the days, the way the Or Zarua reads the Gemara there, Or Zarua understands that you can give a katan a lulav that does not belong to him, even on the first day of Yom Tov, even though you're only Yotze min HaTorah, if it's Shalachem, but for the katan, it apparently suffices to give him a lulav that's not his. Why? It's not the kasher. So lechora, they're arguing over the following question, which Rav Moshe Feinstein raises in a tshuva about coeducation. of all contexts, is trying to figure out at what age you ought to separate classes. So he brings in this issue, and he develops the idea that the argument over whether chinuch requires a cheftza, which is kosher or not, is a question over what's the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Is the nature of mitzvah of chinuch that the kid should actually be kind of mitzvahs, or the nature of mitzvah of chinuch that the kid should just practice? So, see, if it's just about practice, when the boy will turn 13, the girl will turn 12, he or she will need to min ha-Torah keep halacha. So maybe Chazal just said, practice beforehand. You can't just start on a dime the day you turn bar bas mitzvah. So you have to have years of practice in advance. If it's just about practice, so then as long as it's not puzzle in an obvious way, it's good practice. If the child doesn't realize that he doesn't own the lulav, the child doesn't realize how to sukkah is 30 amas tall instead of 19 amas tall. So if it's a psul which is not nikar, so then the arzarua kobat hagaz ashri things, then it's totally fine because chinuch is just harugala, just practice. Whereas the ritva appears to say no, chinuch is actually about having a kiyum. It could be the motivation, it could be the tama takan of chinuch, was that kids should practice. But the ofen hatakana, the tzuras hatakana, what Chazal she created, the din rabban they actually legislated, was that kids should actually keep halacha. They should actually have kiyumim. So that's why you need a cheftza, which is kosher. And the Yireim would say, that's why they only instituted chinuch on mitzvah haseh, where there actually could be a kiyum. But if you say it's just a progression of practice, then it could even be a hargola, you could have hargola on lavan also. Want the kid to practice doing mitzvah, want the kid to practice not doing affairs. Now, the other issue seems unrelated, but we discovered, l'chora, it is related as well. The Rabbeinu, in the Tosis Yishonim, he had been mechadesh, that chinuch only applies to the father, and not to the Beis Din. What's that all about? So we saw in the sugi of Yanai HaMelech, the fascinating, bizarre story, Brachas Daf Mem Ches, and in Perek Shol Shachu, the seventh Perek of Brachas, Yanai HaMelech was a murderous Meshugana, a homicidal Jewish king, at the very, very end of the Chashmonai dynasty, when things had already gone to a very low place. A great-great-grandson of the original Chashmonai. And he had been convinced the Rabbanim were out to get him, and he massacred the Rabbanim, and then he needs a rabbi. The Gemara gets a whole fascinating story, and then the Gemara switches from that into what do you need to do in order to be motzi others in benching? Because Shimon Shetach appears, they didn't really feed him, he's supposed to bench for them. And Rashi and Tosas raise the question that the Gemara there, Memches, appears to say that I had a kazayis of bread, and Shimon Shetach had a kazayis of bread, and he was being motzi, Yanai, and the Chevra, who presumably had a very, very full meal. So Shimon Shetach was only chayiv in benching midrabanan. All he did was have a kazayis. V'chalta v'savata, to be chayiv in Torah, you have to have kedei sviya. So how is he, m'chuyiv midrabanan, be motzi others who are m'chuyiv min ha-Torah? So there are different approaches. But Tosas raises the idea that... when the Gemara earlier in Daf Chaf had said that the Mechuy of Midrabanan cannot be motzi, the Mechuy of Min HaTorah, can you or can't you? So Tosa says, it could be that by the reason why the Katan cannot be motzi his father is because he's not even Mechuy of Midrabanan. He's not even mechuyev midrabanan. He's not mechuyev at all. Maybe it's the father's chiyev to see whether the son should bench. But the son is not chayev in benching, not even midrabanan. That's interesting. So that appears to be l'chora, the underpinning of what the Ri said. To say that chinuch only applies to the father and not to Beis Din, why not? Normally Beis Din is expected to oversee the halachic, in an ideal situation, where Beis Din has the authority to do this, it's not the case in a contemporary society, but in a situation where Beis Din has a political authority to do this, Beis Din is supposed to oversee Shmiras HaMitzvahs in town. So why is Beis Din not telling the kid, hey, you're not supposed to be eating that? It's against the din. And the answer is, why is it only the father? Why only the father, not anyone else? So l'chora, the Ri is assuming, like that day in Tosus, that chinuch is not a chiyuv on the son at all. It's the father's chiyuv to see to it that his son keeps halacha. It's not that the son is mechuyuv midrabanan to keep halacha. It's the father's chiyuv. So on the one hand, Tosa says, if that's the case, then the son is not a mechuyiv bedavar, he cannot be motzi others. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes says, you can only be motzi others if you're mechuyiv bedavar. The son is not a mechuyiv bedavar at all, not even midrabanan, because the father is mechuyiv. The son is no chiyuv to keep mitzvahs. And so that explains why Beza is not mitzuva lahafresh as haben. The ben is not doing anything wrong. If the father was there, he would have to do something. If the father's there and he didn't stop his son from eating the nail, then Beza would say something to the father. The son is not in violation. The father is in violation by not being mechanech his son. Oh. And then finally, let's wrap this around. Because even though these seem like two separate machloks in father versus Beis Din and mitzvah say versus even Lavin, and it sounds like they're just connected b'cheshbon because you have to give one teretz or the other in order to miyashem, but really they do connect in lamdas as well as in cheshbon because it works out beautifully. We already say that the re'eim seems to be the one who is saying that the chiyuv chinuch is actually kiyumim. So much so that he even says that it's only mitzvahs aseh, based on the svara of the Ma'ariel. Shechter explained based on the svara of the Ma'ariel. The Ri said it applies even to Lavin, so he's free to say it's only hargala. So that explains as well why the Ri actually says that the chiyuv chinuch isn't on the son at all, the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. The chiyuv chinuch is on the father, that's because you can only say that the chiyuv chinuch is on the father, not the son, if you're willing to say that hargala. Right? To say that the chazal actually wanted kiyumim, that's obviously the son. That means they were mechayev the son midraban to keep mitzvahs and to keep him mechayev the din properly. So these two issues actually are aligned in lamdas, because to say the chinuch is on the father must yield that it's merely hargala. The father has the chiyuv to say whether the son practices the dinim. But once you say that the chiyuv is rami on the son himself, so then as the re'eim must say in debating the re, so that already opens him to say that if chiyuv on the son, so then it could be that they were mechayev the son not just to practice, they actually wanted him to have kiyume dinam.